like to remind the listeners of RBN's wonderful work. If you haven't listened to more than this show, I invite you to do so. There are a lot of great hosts. John Stapmiller is on every weekday, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. I believe that's Central Time. And he's got great guests on. He's great, got great insight. However, this is a listener-supported network. The things that we're talking about tonight, of course, you will never hear on mainstream media. Big Pharma controls mainstream media. I'm not even sure you're going to be able to find this in alternative media. You certainly are going to have a hard time because Big Pharma doesn't want this word out there. So it's real important that people understand that RBN is giving you content that you're not going to get anywhere else, and you won't continue to get it if you don't support the network. I'd like to give you three ways that you can donate to RBN to keep the programming going, keeping the RBN boat afloat. You can call in, and I'll give you the number, 1-800-724-2719, extension 1, and talk to the secretary, and she will help you make your donation. Or you can just write a check, send it to Republic Broadcasting Network at 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org website and click on the Donate tab where that number and that address is also listed, as well as the information you need to make an electronic donation or a pledge. It's real easy to make a donation, and even if it's a small amount of money, anything helps. It is not cheap to keep this network going. There's a lot of expense in equipment. John has some great board ops. They don't work for free, nor should they. And I'm personally quite fond of the network. They've been great to me on all levels. So think about it, people. You don't want RBN to disappear. Okay, so we talked about this campaign, and I'd like to hear others' ideas. I don't think we can afford to sit on our hands and just take supplements and vitamins and think we're okay. We've mentioned in a previous show that it's possible, and it happens more often than we'd like to think, that you get injured or, God forbid, would have a heart attack and you find yourself in their institution without any option. And sometimes that institution will actually save your life, but you do need to know how to navigate your care while you're there. Okay, we have a caller from Missouri. CJ, are you there?
I am here.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sure can.
I heard you talking about metoprolol.
Yes.
And recently I was prescribed this medication by a doctor. And when I got it, I did a kinesiology test. I don't know if you know what that is, but I'll explain it. On this medication, and I tested very, very negatively. That means that I would never, ever ingest that at all. Kinesiology will tell you exactly what is good and what is bad for you. If you hold whatever it is to your navel, and then if you go forward, it's good. If you go backward, it's bad. I went very backward very quickly. And you can also do it with another person if you hold whatever it is to your navel and put your right arm out, and then the other person pushes down gently on that arm. That is kinesiology. The body cannot lie. It'll tell you exactly what it needs, what it does not need. And I thought when I heard you talking about that, and I had just been prescribed this medicine, and I called the doctor, and I said, I just tested very negatively for this medication, and I said, I will not take this, period. Either you get another one or I'm not taking anything.
So what did
and
he
so
say?
I just, he never got back to me.
What? So you just left a message?
Yes. Well, I talked with one of the girls at the office.
Right. I'm just curious how they're going to respond, because I think you did the right thing, but I'm curious of how they're going to respond, whether they turn into bullies or, you know.
I do not know.
We'll find out, won't we?
We will find out, but I do that with everything that I ingest, and mostly everything I eat is organic, organic, organic. And if I don't test very strongly and positively, I don't eat it or I don't ingest it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a little tip here. If you go to drugs.com and you look up Toprol, T-O-P-R-O-L, you can get to the page that I just read from. You can scroll down to healthcare professionals, side effects, healthcare professionals, and when they call you back or if they give you a hard time, look at that list of side effects and say, you know what, I'm just not comfortable with all these side effects. Certainly we can do better than this.
Yes.
And that way you're not, they may consider you a quack because you're involved with kinesiology. I don't. But at the same time, you will educate them that we are not stupid and we can go online and we can figure out what these side effects are. And you may be telling them something they've never even looked at.
Exactly. And I have been doing this kinesiology for probably over 25 years.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a problem with it. But
I know what.
Yeah, I just don't want them to dismiss you. And I'm thinking we don't want them to dismiss you because we've got ammunition above and beyond to make the point, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning this. Thank you very much. And I just wanted to tell you how I tested out for it, and no way. I call them the drug peddlers. That's my nickname for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so true. Every time we ran into medications for my family relative, every single one just was horrific. I mean, it's just bad news. It's a good way to stay sick and get sicker, as far as I can see.
Absolutely. Holistic alternative, here we come, forever and ever and ever.
Well, and last week we talked about the fact that the FDA is just thrown in the towel. There's fraudulent science all over the place, and when professor and his students dug it up and said, look, this is what you've got, they did nothing about it. They will not do anything to correct the problem.
Exactly.
So we have no alternative but to look for other ways of maintaining our health or getting better when we're sick. And that's where I'm all about. I don't trust their drugs at all. And I hope women heard what he had to say about mammograms. We haven't talked much about on the show about that, but he wrote a book to expose the problem with mammograms.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something that I do when I get sick, and I've done this for 25 years, and I got this from a master herbologist, actually out of a book called Killer Virus Tonic, and I make it in glass liter jars or gallon jars, Bragg's raw unfiltered organic apple cider vinegar, and then I cut up even amounts of the hottest habanero peppers, garlic, ginger, horseradish, and onions. I mix it all up. I shake it for several times a couple times a day for 2 weeks. I personally leave the stuff in it. I will not leave home without it. It is the best of the best of the best.
Wow.
And it will take away whatever you've got going on with you. Seriously.
Well, I can think of about three people who I could probably not talk into drinking it, but I think thank you for sharing that. You know,
it's a little hot, and so mix it with water, orange juice, or whatever, but I just squirt it down my throat.
Yeah. Well, again, I know people who wouldn't do even that because they it tastes bad, but I think suggestion.
I know. Hey, what's more important, being strong and healthy or being sick?
I
understand. Where's your freedom?
I understand.
Your freedom is in your health for as long as possible.
Right. And your freedom to maintain your health, you know?
Exactly.
But I do, in case you run into problems, CJ, I don't know if you heard the show where we talk about The Patient's Declaration of Rights. Did you hear that program?
No, I did not.
Okay, if you go to the IDH program links page on the website, anticorruptionsociety.com,
okay.
you get to that page, and if you scroll down to May 13th, you'll see the patient's right to informed dissent.
Uh-huh.
And that's a PDF, and when you get that, print it out, and you'll see that if your doctor's going to give you a hard time, okay, that on the front of that document is a reference to the federal government granting us all the right to informed consent. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's not just you
yes.
claiming your right. That's them giving you your right.
Right.
And even though you and I know that, you know, we don't have to wait for them to give us our right for that. But nevertheless, we're dealing with a medical system that has a whole bunch of rules and regulations that control it. So if you look
right.
on that and you look at the back side of that, you'll see where you can sign your name, and what you're doing is you're declaring your rights to informed consent. And you're telling the physician that the government grants you this right, and you do not want to put in your chart that you're not cooperative. You want to put in the chart that you decided the benefits did not outweigh the risks.
Right.
Okay? That's
Definitely.
The game. Right now they're playing the game where they might choose to just categorize you as non-cooperative. And without
us... Too bad. Bring
right,
it on.
But without us making some effort to correct the record, every time we say no to their drugs, all we're going to get is the same response that we're uncooperative. So we have to also educate them that I have the right to say no. Okay?
Yes.
On any treatment they're talking about, I have the right to say no if, to me, the benefits do not outweigh the risks. And
right.
it's important because that doesn't make us look like a lunatic health nuts. That makes us look like informed, educated, smart people who are declaring we have the right to make that decision ourselves.
Yes.
Okay, good. So
absolutely. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, get a copy of that and hang on to it because you may need it. I love it.
Right.
Stand up. Okay, thank you for calling in.
God bless you all. Be safe.
Okay, you too. All right, we have another caller. Jerry's calling in from Chicago. Good evening, Jerry.
Hello, and thank you very much for this show, and you hit a good topic today. How about adding turpentine in for maybe one of your cures? Pure gum spirits turpentine.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I don't add cures in because I cannot say, it's all anecdotal. I can't say that I would even agree with that. I know some people do. That's great. I'm not, you know, I believe people have the right, again, informed consent to do what they want. I'm not going to promote products, however, because I think that I don't have any way of knowing. None. I have no way of knowing if this would be good or bad.
Well, I didn't know that either. I did some research for several months, and I put it on the side, and all of a sudden I got strep throat about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I didn't eat for about almost three and a half days, and then finally I got to the point where I was losing sleep, I was lethargic, and finally I just said to myself, hey, you know what, I'm going to take a tablespoon of the turpentine, because I have it in the cabinet. And I did, and I woke up 2 hours later, I got the best sleep of my life in 2 hours,
okay.
And I woke up and about 90% of the strep throat was gone, and I made myself dinner for the first time in like 3.5 days.
Yeah.
And
well, no,
I just thought the world of that, and I got to be honest with you, here was a big significant thing. I had a sore shoulder, and I was using frankincense, which is essential oils, and rubbing it into my shoulder, and I happened to notice that the scent of the frankincense smelled just like turpentine. So I decided that, hey, you know what? I'll try rubbing the turpentine into my shoulder. I got the same effect that I got from the frankincense, but the difference was a half ounce of frankincense is about $20, and one quart of turpentine was $11. So, I got a significant difference right there, and then I just heard a guy call in today saying that he was in a pharmaceutical side of the CVS or the Walgreens or the Rite Aid, whatever he was shopping at, and he happened to see food-grade turpentine in small, little bitty bottles. And this is the same turpentine you can buy at Ace Hardware. And the funny thing is when you turn it over and you look at the ingredients on the back, there are no ingredients because it says it right on the front. Pure gum spirits turpentine.
Okay, Jerry. Thanks for sharing that. But I remember at the beginning of the show I was saying let's not try to talk about alternative health here. Let's talk about, do you have any ideas? Do you have any trouble convincing your family or your friends or people that Big Pharma is now dangerous? Have you tried?
Yes, I have tried, and they all go along with Big Pharma.
What did they say?
It's funny. Here's the thing. My doctor's prescribed. Well, your doctor is a go-between between the man-made petrochemical pharmaceutical corporation and you. That's all. And
okay.
They're going to prescribe only what they know. And the thing is that our doctors are not doctors. They're bought and paid for, and their grants for the colleges are all done through studies through Monsanto and everything else like that. So anything that says this product is not FDA approved, I use in my household on a daily basis.
So how much luck have you had in getting... They don't seem to want to let go of that fantasy. Has that been your experience?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they will run to their doctor or whatever their doctor suggests, and they will not research it for themselves and look for alternatives or think outside the box. And I'm sorry to say, this is about 96-97% of the people. Well, go ahead.
Well, what do you think of the idea of handing them this thing instead of us saying what we think is the problem with Big Pharma? What do you think of the idea of handing them this handout and tell them what professionals are saying about Big Pharma? Do you think that we might have more luck if we try that approach?
I think that they would call the people that are backing this, they would call them conspiracy theorists or quacks.
But you're not, again, we're not, that's why I think this approach might be a little better than the previous ones. There are no people backing this. In other words, this isn't a movement. One individual said, and I thought that was brilliant, we're never going to win this war with one movement or big movements. We're only going to win it if we are millions of angry African ants coming at it from all directions. So this page isn't coming from an organization. It's not coming from a movement. It's coming from people who are aware and have been harmed by Big Pharma sharing this knowledge. Maybe that's the approach we need to take, Jerry. Hang in there. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. We're talking to Jerry from Chicago, and we're talking about his efforts, difficult efforts, to try to reach family and friends about the reality when it comes to Big Pharma. Are you there, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm here. And you know what? Like I said, my brothers and sisters, and I have five siblings, and I have a mother, and I turned my mother on to Hemp Acres. He broadcast on Captain Fred at noon on Saturdays on RBN, Central Time.
Uh-huh.
And he uses cannabinoids, not the THC, it's the TBB or TBDs or whatever, but he claims that it reduces inflammation. And when you take away inflammation, you take away
pain. Okay, Jerry. Now, how'd you get her to listen? That's really what I want to focus on.
I never got her to listen. She just simply listened to what I had heard and what I related to her. And the only thing was, is when I got her to stuff and I got her to start taking it.
Oh,
and
good.
I said, Ma, your feet will feel fine in about 3-4 days. And what happened was, is she was taking her prescription, low pressure blood medication, heart medication, whatever, pharmaceutical stuff, along with this at the same time, and her blood pressure fell way low, and she threw this stuff back in my face and says, don't give me any more of your crap. And that wasn't the word she used. But she says, you know what, quit getting suckered in by these people and these, you know, you're getting suckered into all of this stuff. I says, Ma, look at me. I says, I'm 57 years old. I'm healthy. I go to work every day. I work hard. I never miss a day of work.
Wow. Well,
due to sickness or illness.
Bless you for trying. You know, I just, I know it's going to be a battle, but I don't know if it's a battle we can avoid. I think it's a battle we're going to have to take on, because it's really, I would find it difficult to deal with watching my parent take these medications and watching their health get worse and worse if I didn't at least try. I mean, I think we all need to at least try, and if we have any success, you can always call this show and tell me what worked, because it's a problem everywhere, and we have to try to fix it. They're not going to fix it. They own the industry. They own the regulators. They own everything. And then they sell this junk on TV. Ask your mom if she would take one of those medications advertised on TV where it ends up saying side effect death. Ask her if she would take one.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, but the people checking on the people that are regulating the people that are checking on the regulators of the people are still paid by the same people.
Oh, absolutely. Well put. Okay, we have other callers. Thank you, Jerry. It was great talking to you. Okay, we have Kent from Fort Worth. Kent, are you there? Ken, I'm sorry.
Hey, Dad, I make it illegal for a doctor to take anything from a drug company. No money, no trips, no gifts. You see, the doctor's got a license to prescribe. A nurse has a license to administer, and a drugstore has a license to sell. They separate them so you can't have a conspiracy to kill people.
Well, the problem is, Ken, it's not really, and we put this article up, let me give you the name of the article, because that'll give you a little more insight. That was written by a physician, and she's actually right on. It's not the little doctor that is the problem. Did we get that posted? No, that will be posted this week. It's, is Big Pharma the new American, is Big Pharma the new American mafia? They're bribing them at the top. The little doctor can say no to the lunches and all of that stuff. That's not the problem. The problem is they're bribing the committee on cardiology for the whole country. They're bribing the professors at the universities. All the big bribes are coming down from the top. And then they yank everybody's chain and make them stand in and do what they say. Okay, hang in there. We'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars, AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back. It looks like we lost Ken from Fort Worth. I hope Ken gets a chance to go to anticorruptionsociety.com and visit the Big Pharma Exposed page and scrolls down and clicks on that printable handout, and the title of the handout is Big Pharma Exposed. It is designed, if you want to fold it as in thirds, you can do that, and you can leave the Big Pharma Exposed on the front if you want to hand it out. I hope he gets a chance to look at that and give it some thought and see if he thinks that would help, because we need a better way to communicate with people, and they don't want to take our word for it. I have found out they don't want to take my word for it. Who am I? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a researcher. That's why we have to stand behind those good men and women who have done the research and promote their work. They are the ones that are the credible ones. And we look even smarter that we were able to locate credible physicians and credible researchers willing to expose this. That makes it completely no longer an opinion. Okay, we have another caller, Dave from Nevada. Good evening, Dave.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to comment just a few things on what you've been saying. I agree with you. It's very difficult for the average person to convince someone on this particular subject matter because they will ask you, who are you? You're a nobody, and you do not have an MD behind your name. So they,
right,
for the most part, they will not listen to you.
Right.
And even if you point them to a website with research, they're gonna say the kind of the same thing. I'm not saying all of them, but they're gonna say the same. Well, who are you to recommend me to this particular website? You still don't have an MD behind your name. I'd rather talk to a live MD who will give me real advice in person. I'm not a researcher.
Well, here's, but Dave, that's the beauty of this handout, because you say, no, but here are the MDs who are saying it, and it's got a whole page of MDs saying it.
Right. No, I understand that, but the point that I was trying to make is that if you look at what Hitler did in Germany, which was fluoridation of their, I guess it was the water supply, what we're talking about here is not really, this is really more of a military situation. It's not, I don't see this as informational that so much as something that, this is something that if there is warfare being, this is essentially chemical warfare. And if that is the case, and it's a kind of sophisticated form of medical warfare because it's done through certain channels, it's still a military issue. And it's something that the military or the police need to take on, because it's the role of these people to actually protect and to serve. There's nothing that prevents them from protecting you against chemical warfare.
Well, here's the problem, Kent. Here's the problem is they're not going to protect us from anything, because the argument can be made that we volunteer, we get in a car, we drive to the doctor's office. The doctor tells us something without checking any details. We volunteer to take that prescription, go fill it out, and ingest it. So as long as the other side can say, look, we're not twisting your arm. You are volunteering. You are going to this doctor. He is giving you this stuff, and you're taking it. And when people are trying to tell you that there's something else going on, you are choosing not to believe. That's freedom of choice. We're not going to win that argument, because they're freely choosing out of ignorance.
And that's why I'm not a big believer in freedom of choice. I don't believe in it, because it leads to these situations where you have to exercise your judgment, and that doesn't work very well.
Well, we can't
get people make. And some people may get it. Some people may get it, but the other people won't. So, what do you say to What do you say in that situation? You say, "Well, that's their fault for being ignorant." Well, I don't particularly buy that argument, because it's not their fault that they're ignorant. Even if they're willfully ignorant, we need to eliminate the actual cause of the problem, which is not the ignorance. It's the actual chemicals that's being flooded into our food and water system. That's why I'm saying that this is an actual act of warfare.
It may be
to make
an act.
Like a very cogent argument.
It may be an act of warfare, but we're not gonna win that as long as they can say we're volunteering, and we can't. They're not ignorant. They're uninformed. As long as we make no effort to inform them, then. It will be perceived, and this is the kind of system we live in, that they are volunteering. Nobody's twisting their arm. They're agreeing to do it all on their own. Therefore, why should the military come in and do anything? They will not. That's why I'm saying it has to be us who say no.
Right. What I'm saying, this is the problem I have with the notion of freedom of choice. Is that this freedom of choice, this philosophy of freedom of choice, extends all the way up to the top of these industrial companies, and they feel they also have freedom of choice, and they act according to that their own will as to what they choose to do to the people.
Well,
against us, and they're using that ignorance, and they're saying, well, they have freedom of choice, and we also have freedom of choice.
Yeah.
They're using the argument on both sides of the fence, and they're profiting off of it. That's the problem with freedom of choice.
Well, yeah, but you can't get rid of freedom of choice. I mean, if you do that, then you're going to live in a. You cannot delegate your choices to people who are not worthy of the responsibility. And I haven't seen any government in a very long time that I felt was worthy of the responsibility of caring for the general population above and beyond the corruption at the top. I mean, we're this is a battle going on across the planet, I think. This corruption is outrageous.
Right. No, I understand that. And if they're that adamant of maintaining the notion of freedom, they're going to pay the price for it.
Well, we can't let go of freedom. I think you maybe want to think that one out a little bit more. Okay, thanks. I have another caller from Michigan. Thank you for calling, though. Good evening. Is this Wes from Idaho? Is Wes
Hello.
There?
Yes, Al.
Good evening.
Thank you for taking my call. I believe in freedom of choice. I think health care is a self-responsibility, not a right. I think the best way to educate people is to point out to them. I just asked another nurse and doctor just the other day where the word pharmacy comes from, and neither one of them knew that the word pharmacy comes from the Greek language, which means sorcery, witchcraft, and poison. In the book of Revelation, the word sorcery appears a number of times, and the actual original script Greek translation, the word pharmacy was actually used. So this doctor and nurse, probably not familiar with the Bible, in 1960, when I was young and growing up, believing in the Bible was not cool. My mother and father were both evolutionists, did not believe in the Bible. The word evolution, I don't believe things change form, but at the same time, there is a kind of evolution. It's called selective evolution, in which people that don't educate themselves are going to perish. One time, a Christian pharmacist that I knew years ago told me that when the drug companies tried to duplicate vitamin E, they found all they could do is make a reverse image of it. And it's, since a reverse image is not naturally occurring, the body is not going to recognize all these patented drugs, and they're going to deal with them as poison because that's all they are. So what I would say, Al, is to educate people about the word pharmacy and the fact that these drugs are not naturally occurring. And after that, you just have to kind of deal with evolution on the selective basis, in which if they don't take upon themselves to self-responsibility, their own health care, educate themselves, realize that these drug companies are out to make them sick, keep them sick, and that is the way they make their money. If they're not going to wake up to that, just throw up your hands and give up, and maybe pray for them. Thank you, Al. I'll run out.
Okay, thanks for the thoughts. We hadn't talked much about being a seed planter. It's interesting how you don't always win a discussion when you're trying to get through the matrix and you're saying, well, I always thought that these pharmaceuticals were there to help me, and I gradually learned myself that I was being prescribed drugs off-label, and the drugs were not achieving what it is I was told they would achieve, so I started investigating. Now, that kind of conversation can plant seeds, and it's support comes from the strangest places. We had friends over right after Christmas, and we were talking about health and medication, and lo and behold, I hadn't seen this woman in like 2 years, And she was put on several medications, and she said it was just horrible. I just dumped them. They had me on 7. I dumped all but 2. Now, she had no idea of the information that I have on Big Pharma Exposed. She just came up with that all on her own. And she said, when I dumped them, I felt better almost immediately. So, again, we maybe need to presume that the people we're trying to reach are experiencing some bad effects, and they may at some time in the not-too-distant future be willing to look closer at this. Because I guarantee you, those people who are on all those drugs do not feel well. These drugs are not good for you. So they are experiencing side effects. They just don't realize it yet. We have another caller, Fred from Michigan. Good evening, Fred.
Hello, Will.
Hi.
Yeah, animated mannequins or animated humanoid robots is what typically the American guinea pig sheeple patient populace is. Robert Mendelson, whenever he appeared on Phil Donahue's TV broadcast, which I began watching probably around 1979-80, as I was assisting my mom in caring for my dad, who took flu shots every year, contracted an extraordinarily rare autoimmune disease, according to the University of Michigan Pharmaceutical Medicine Director Wizards, who subsequently, over the course of 4 years, systematically destroyed him with their originally high-dose prednisone, and then Cytoxin and 5-FU, which caused multiple myeloma bone marrow cancer, according to their own PDR, which I presented to them after he died, of course. And they said, well, too bad for that. We do have to abide by the laws of licensed medicine. I said, I see. So you're James Bond 007, in disguise, licensed to kill, and every day you practice the real true Halloween horror story, trick and treat. You see, they must engage in the skillful art of tricking the sacred cash cow guinea pig sheeple patient into believing with blind faith trust that whatever emanates from Dr. Death God is absolute gospel truth. And that's reiterated every Sunday, and I presume in the synagogues on Saturdays, etc. Okay? So what I do is I call attention with previous editors of the New England Journal of Medicine, such as Jerome Kassir, a very honorable Hebrew American man. Hopefully he's still with us. Author of On the Take. On the Take. Jerome Kassir. K-A-S-S-I-R-E-R. Then we have a most honorable James Carter, M.D., M.P.H., author of Racketeering in Medicine. Racketeering in Medicine. James Carter, M.D., M.P.H. Yes, indeed, we have Carolyn Dean, like Jimmy Dean, Carolyn Dean, M.D., author of Death by Modern Medicine. She had to go to Canada to hire a law firm to get her book published because absolutely nobody in the Babylonian Talmudic Kabbalah Zohar Freemasonic publishing industry would be communitarian supremacist publishing industry would allow her to get her book published here, despite being the editor of New England Journal of Medicine.
I think that's great. See, I think if people would start looking, they're going to find what you found. When you start looking for it, you go from one page to another, you see how many absolute credible people are screaming about this, and it's not going to get out if we don't do it. That's the point of the whole show. You know about them. I know about them. I put this handout together, and I'm hoping people can find it useful, because the general population and the physicians don't know about them. And as you said, one author couldn't even get her book published. So if we're not going to, you know, ring the bell, that I think that's our responsibility to warn people. I'm going to have to let you go, Fred, because we're reaching the end of the show. Thanks for all that information. Please stay tuned for our imaging prayer that we have after every show on Saturday night. We need to think about the world that we know we deserve and we know our children should have. Good night.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is...